Let's go on with business. My next guest is on the line. He's Dr. Ron Schleifer. He's an Israeli expert on information and psychological warfare. And a really interesting article in Deutsche Welle talking about how the Iranian regime is pushing revenge propaganda. That is the discussion we're going to be having this afternoon. Dr. Schleifer, thanks for being with us on Chai FM.
Oh, my pleasure. As always.
So, Doctor, when you look at the wave of revenge messaging after Khamenei's death, red flags in parliament, wanted lists in newspapers, what are we to understand about how the regime uses psychological warfare in moments of vulnerability?
Okay, there are two elements which I can think of. One is the Islamic tradition, and the other one is Islamic conduct. What do I mean by that? First of all, something I noticed this afternoon is that the Mossad has released an announcement that Iranian strategy of hurting Israel is using a method of proxy by proxy. They're using large networks of international criminal networks, so they would recruit potential assassins to act in Israel and the world against Jewish targets. This is highly regular, but which I think was designed to counter the effect, the propaganda effort of the Iranians. Now, going to the Islamic tradition,
yes.
It is as follows. According to the Islamic ideology, is everything has to be balanced. And when this balance is broken, it is an existing tension, unbearable tension, which calls for the correction of the situation to get it back to balance. For example, if somebody kills one of your tribe,
yeah.
The everlasting duty is for revenge, and you have to kill him again, in order to get things to balance. Now, yes. If you cannot get this person, get somebody near him, does not imply here in no way. And by the way, it can last for decades. They have long memory, but the tension is there. But if you cannot rebalance the tension, so you wait until the opportunity comes. Now, Israel killed the Iranian leadership. It is a tremendous, tremendous imbalance, the breaking of the natural order of things. So they have to retaliate. It's unbearable.
Mm.
And this is the campaign which they started. And it's an effective campaign. You see, by the announcement of the Mossad and the foreign ministry, you see that it has an impact. Another aspect is that in the Arab world and the Islamic world, a declaration, an utterance, a statement equals a practical done thing. So, I mean, the word can replace the deed. In the West, we do not evaluate it properly. They say, well, just words, but is they never just words. First of all, it's an intention that accumulates to action, but very often it replaces action, and that is enough I don't want to go too deep into that. It's in the declaration itself is enough. So if you take these two elements to look at these things, so what you see is, first of all, they need to get the reality back to balance, and that will be done by retaliation against the Israeli high officials. And it could be also be a people who have a symbolical significance, not necessarily the generals and senior politicians, but could be someone else. And this is the declarative aspect as well. And this is what we see today.
It's the very first time that I've actually understood, and it's landed with me, the fact that we're actually talking different languages. I mean, everything might be happening in English, but the way we understand it, and you've explained it to me this afternoon, is completely different. I had no idea that the power of words, that this declarative war, had the sense of weight that it carries within Iran to the extent that you're telling me it does. So am I then to understand that these declarations, it's really an internal declaration of strength to their own supporters and their own support base? I mean, that is what you're saying, isn't it?
Part of it, yeah. It doesn't mean that they stop the things in the real reality, but the psychological reality for them is of very high importance. Some scholars say that since Islam is in demise since the 13th century conquest of Baghdad by the Mongols, the Islam has been retracting, except for the Ottoman Empire, which ruled very effectively for the 16th century. And then seized, and meaning they are on a decline for so many centuries. So in order to keep their sanity, they have developed an alternative channel that one Islamic critic, Professor Fuad Ajami, called it the sandcastles of the Muslim world. They live in an atmosphere. They live in a reality, invented reality of their own. And in order to maintain this reality is very important in order to rally the people to continue suffering and continue to dedicate efforts and funds for the proper cause of global control of the world by Islam. In order that people are called for sacrifice, and this invented reality needs to go on. This is why the trick is so important.
I've just realized there's no ways you can have a conversation about this kind of a topic in 10 minutes. This needs an hour and a half podcast. But thank you for just touching on the issues, which were absolutely remarkably fascinating. We're going to leave it there. Thank you, Dr. Ron Schleifer, for being with us on Chai FM.